In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The existence of the devil is frequently denied, not only by many Catholics, but even by priests. We are in a world in which every day it seems that faith is diminishing. Every day there are more unwary people who fall into the networks of fortune tellers, magicians, witches, and so many followers of Satan, who lead them down the dark path of a world without light, without love, and without hope. Why are there so many who think they are very modern because they do not believe in God and do not belong to any religion? Despite their proclaimed lack of faith, they easily believe in occultists, astrologers, gurus, and all kinds of philosophers of different ideologies. Hopefully, we all learn a few things from the devil himself. First of all, there is no atheist demon. All of them, without exception, believe in God. As the Apostle James says in chapter 2, verse 19, "You believe in the one God. That is creditable enough, but even the demons have the same belief, and they tremble with fear." The evil one knows from experience that God exists, and that they cannot defeat him, because he is his creator, and they must obey him, and God only gives them power to a certain limit according to his will. God exists, although some do not believe in him, and the devil also exists, although some do not believe in him. All the saints speak very well to us about the existence of the devil. They are the specialists of God. If we want to know God and the things of God and of his church, let us not go to false prophets and seers that ultimately will contaminate and confuse our thoughts. If we want someone to cure a stomach ache, let's not go to a carpenter or locksmith, but to a specialist doctor. Likewise, if we want to know something about God, let's not go to see a professor of mathematics, philosophy, or biochemistry. Let's see what the saints tell us, who have had direct experiences with Jesus Christ, and speak to us from their own experience and not from reasonings or imaginations. Some do not believe in the truths proposed by the Catholic Church and say that the dogmas are inventions of the priests. We would tell them, in heaven, everyone is Catholic, and in hell too, in the sense that in the life after death, without the limitations and darkness of the present life, everyone will clearly know that God exists, that Jesus Christ is God, and that all the dogmas of the Catholic Church are true. There is only one chance to live this life. The devil believes in all the truths of the Catholic faith without exception, and precisely for this reason, the devil tries to form a parallel church, imitating the Catholic Church. The devil has also made his own satanic church, divided into various sects, but in all, the devil acts as a furious anti-Catholic, fighting against the church and her teachings. In these videos about the evil one, we will try to see how the devil repudiates everything that is Catholic, and at the same time, imitates it to desecrate it, especially the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist during the Black Masses. Hopefully, by being aware of the existence of the devil and of his works, we can reaffirm our Catholic faith and live it fully in the way we ought to. One of the most important moments for the people of satanic sects is when they must consecrate themselves to Satan with a satanic pact. To do this, they must renounce their faith if they are Christian. They must deny the Eucharist, the Virgin Mary, and the sacraments. Significant is the moment when they must manifest their hatred of God and the Catholic Church by stepping on the cross and other sacred images of the Virgin Mary and the saints, even with dishonest acts. And they swear eternal allegiance to Satan as his slaves. This is an imitation of what Catholics do by consecrating ourselves to Jesus and the Virgin Mary. Catholic consecration is like a free and conscious surrender of our existence to Jesus through the Virgin Mary. It is like putting ourselves under the mantle of the Virgin Mary, and through Mary, into the heart of Jesus, to be well protected by them in the face of difficulties and temptations of daily life. And the Lord takes our consecration seriously, especially when this is done with a public vow, as religious and priests do. Those who make this covenant with Satan are his slaves, and Satan takes possession of them. Freeing them will take a lot of prayer and exorcisms. And those who want to leave the sect and deny Satan must protect themselves from the threats and attacks of the Satanists against them. Satanists often consecrate children before they are born. A witness says, "I learned that some gynecologists and obstetricians who belonged to the sect worked in hospitals and consecrated all newborns to Satan. Nobody noticed because the formula was made mentally, and it was not necessary to do any particular gestures or rites." After leaving the sect, I have seen the case of a 4-year-old boy who spoke very well in various languages, did not sleep at all, and had superhuman strength. I accompanied him along with his parents to a child neuropsychiatrist who could not diagnose anything. One afternoon, I called Father Raphael, who performed an exorcism on him over the phone, and he was furious. We learned that he was not baptized and had probably been consecrated to Satan in the hospital. A well-known exorcist says, "Caroline, which is not her real name, was a beautiful young woman who from birth lived with the devil, who did not want to abandon her. She was possessed by a legion of demons. She was the employee of Jules, a volunteer in Sicily, Italy. One day, something strange happened. Caroline was putting the white clothes on the dresser. Jules brushed her hands against Caroline, and her hands swelled as if they had been burned. Jules couldn't believe that the beautiful girl could cause her such a problem. The next morning, Jules purposely tried to brush Caroline's hands over her elbow, and again she felt great heat as if she had been burned by hot water, and her elbow swelled. When Jules told me, referring to the exorcist, about it, I told her that this young woman needed a special blessing. One day, Jules brought Caroline to me. I put on my stole, made the sign of the cross, and not even 5 minutes passed, and that weak young woman was transformed into a dangerous lioness. She kicked, punched, spit, swore, cursed. After many exorcisms on different days, Caroline was able to be released. When I shouted, "In the name of Jesus, abandon Caroline," a cavernous male voice responded, "I will never leave her." But in the last exorcism, I observed that the devil raised the white flag and said, "I will leave her, but I will give her a severe pain in her ovaries for at least 6 months." When Caroline came to herself, I asked her if she accepted those pains for 6 months, and she replied, "Father, free me. I would like the devil to disappear now and forever." In the following weeks, the young woman transformed. She was happy. One day, she left Jules's house without warning, and she disappeared without explanation. After a few years, a letter arrived. On it was a photograph of a young religious woman. She was the beautiful Caroline, transformed into a sister, a nun, who lived in a cloistered convent in Rome. Once freed from the devil, she had decided to dedicate her life totally to God as a religious. On occasion, I have exorcised very young children. Once I was in the presence of a newborn child who suddenly spoke blasphemy. His parents were engaged in esoteric activities and had transferred an evil spirit to the child. In this case, I exorcised the child and blessed the house, hoping that his parents would leave their bad way and return to God's way. It is important to note that Satanists give great importance to Catholic religious images. During exorcisms, the possessed cannot look at the Holy Cross and reject it in fury, of which our exorcists have been eyewitnesses. In the Black Masses, they design the pentacle of Satan and have some inverted cross, symbolizing for them the power of Satan against Christ. They also cause their followers to tread on and desecrate religious images. A witness assures that on the day of her consecration to Satan, the night of August 14th to the 15th, Feast of the Assumption of Mary, the satanic priest placed an inverted cross on the witness's head to be recognized as an official member of the sect. That day, the witness says, The satanic priest offered Satan my sexuality, making an incision inside my sexual part, thus consecrating my sexuality to the demon Asmodeus. Let's remember that in the Book of Tobit, chapter 3, verse 8, speaks of the demon Asmodeus, because it prevented any person from marrying Sarah until the archangel Saint Raphael rejected the demon. Father Gabriel Amorth, who in 1992 founded the National Association of Italian Exorcists, and in 1994 the International Association, of which he is honorary president, states, "A couple with five children, two boys and three girls. On several occasions, they have worshipped Satan, instigated by the boyfriend of one of the daughters, a member of a sect called Black Cat. This young man, taking advantage of the naivety of the family, had a small chapel built in the house dedicated to Satan, and managed to carry out a kind of consecration. Everyone had cut their fingers as a baptism of blood. In addition, this young man had carried out immodest practices. For example, he had made everyone drink his urine mixed with semen. In no time, the house turned into hell. Constant screaming and fighting, furniture crashing against the walls, objects breaking or disappearing without any reason. In addition, the entire family was the victim of violence. There were also closed taps from which water continued to flow, and so on. When they called me, I began to exorcise the family members, one by one. During the exorcism, those who remained in the next room cursed and debated, in order to hinder my work. I also exorcised the house, and in addition to the prayers and sacraments, I used oil and holy water in abundance. We destroyed all the objects that were used for the worship of the devil. They retracted the pact with Satan, renewed the vows of baptism, and consecrated themselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I asked everyone to, in addition to going to Mass on holy days, to attend at least one other weekly Mass on weekdays. I did a Mass in the house. They all confessed and took communion. To counteract the effect of the chapel dedicated to Satan, they built in the courtyard, in a prominent place, a niche for the Virgin Mary. And at the entrance, they placed an image of the merciful Jesus, that of Saint Faustina Kowalska. That hell was gradually disappearing, but I am still exorcising family members. I am optimistic because I've already achieved good results and because I see that all of them are sincere in their efforts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.